with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Say, we just got done talking with Brian Lesperance from Fen Valley Winery, and he was talking about the right wine for venison, but you know what? That has a lot to do, Bob, with the recipe that you're using for the venison, I think. And those are a wide variety, but we got a guy on the grilling line, right?
Yeah, and it's a good thing we just had some of his wonderful Cabernet Sauvignon, because I think that's pretty nice with venison. But we're going to jet out to New Jersey right now. Big Paulie, member of the board of directors of the Grilling Guys, back in action. What's happening, baby?
Hey, buddy, I'm doing good, thank God. Back in action is a good way of putting it. You're right. And thanks for your kind words and support while I recuperated, and I appreciate it very much. Love the show.
Of course. Awesome. So, yeah, venison, everybody's got some deer, or lots of people have some deer hanging. I do, and we want to know, if you did, what you would be doing with it.
I'd eat it. What do you think of that?
How hard is this, right? Yeah.
I got to tell you, you guys asked the best questions. How long did it take you to think up?
Come on, you got a recipe or a...
Oh,
I know you've got some Paisan method.
I got a great recipe, but the way I do it is very unconventional. I use a coffee rub. Have you ever tried that?
Yes, on tri-tips.
Okay. Yeah, well, try it on venison. A coffee rub, there's two ways of doing it. One, you can use coffee, you can use cocoa. Both work, but you got to use black cocoa. Both work great. You got to put a little bit of sweetness to it. Maybe when you're mixing everything up, you put a little brown sugar, a little coriander, black peppers, cumin, a little kosher salt, garlic powder. I'm getting ready for December.
Yeah. You put the venison's already got some black powder on it. Yeah.
You can tell what's on my mind, huh, guys? I find, putting it on the grill, it's just savory. And if you want to make like a little raisin demi-glace, something a little different there, just get a little sweetness on top.
A little what?
I'm telling you, it is fantastic.
Raisin demi-glace, you said?
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Some beautiful raisins, okay? You put some ruby port together, a little shallots, garlic cloves, a little jalapeno pepper jelly. What else did I put in there? A little thyme, some bay leaf, black pepper, and grapeseed oil, okay? And you make a demi-glace, and you put that on top of that with the rub. And I'm telling you, if you don't think you're eating candy and died and went to heaven, and, it's just terrific stuff. And it makes the deer appreciate it. I think the deers appreciate when I take them that I'm going to do the right thing. I'm not just going to put it on a grill. I'm not going to boil it. I'm not going to put it in a stew, because, people make stew. I hate stew. My wife makes stew all the time. I hate it. When she makes stew, I go out to eat. And I don't know what people, they're enamored with this. It all tastes the same, It's just, you put anything in it, it's the same stuff. But when you do this, a little special care, and you treat that meat special, because it is special. And the thing I'm getting a kick out of, I don't know if you noticed this, guys, but I'm seeing more and more venison on local menus.
Oh, yeah.
Places I would never expect it. And
yeah.
I'm like, that's amazing. And whenever I get it, I always, tell them, look, you just don't have to serve it grilled. You don't have to serve a barbecue. You put little stuff on it and make it great.
Whoever thought whitetail would be hot cuisine?
Right. Yeah, right? Well, hey, listen, we're going back to our roots. The whitetail and turkey was what got this country going. And turkey's coming up, so I can't wait to talk about that. I hope you'll have me back to talk about that, because next thing you know, it's over. The year is gone, and we're looking at 19.
Right.
Got one in the freezer already.
A turkey or a deer?
Really?
Turkey.
What?
Oh, okay.
Turkey. I got to tell you, you know how I get my turkey? I use a little pellet gun, a 177 Crossman air pellet gun. I shoot him right in the head through the eye.
Oh, there
through
you
the
are.
Eye. That's a tough
dead
one.
Eye. Dead eye, Paulie. Okay, it's a good thing this is a Jersey story.
Is it with
right?
a mirror behind you, right. so it's over your shoulder?
I'm telling you, you don't believe me, I got witnesses. You got to go catch it, because you got to wring its neck afterwards, because it flutters and stuff. It's nuts. But anyway.
Well, yeah, you can catch it, though, because he can't see where he's going, right?
Well, no, they go crazy. But here's the thing, all right? you don't have to clean the pellets out when you're eating. You don't get you don't break your teeth.
Oh yeah, yeah, right? Same thing with the guy that shoots one with a bow and arrow. Is there's no shot in it.
And that's when you shoot it, you say he's the one I eat.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you know, these guys, some of them have it, deserve it. Some of them don't, whatever.
You know, you put your port in your demi-glaze. We happen to have Michigan's premier vintner in the studios right now from Fen Valley,
really?
Mr. Brian Lesbrinson. He makes...
Brian, how are you, buddy? I love good wine. You got to send me a bottle of that cap you're talking about.
We have... they make a great port. His father-in-law used to give me a bottle every year when I visited, and I'm just about out.
Isn't that nice?
Shameless plug. Shameless plug. Right.
What kind of gray hair, right?
Yeah, Brian's just sitting here. He's not on with us right now, Paulie. So in his defense, he's sitting here with not knowing what we're talking about.
I think he just made a note. Send Bob some port.
Right, yeah.
No. Send Paul some port.
Paul some port. Right, yeah.
Hold on. What do you guys, no respect. I got to tell you, don't make me come out there, guys. You know, I think I got to pay you a visit. I think I owe you a visit.
That would be wonderful. And, you know, venison is so healthy. It helps you lose weight. I'm on a lose weight kick. But you went on a lose weight kick.
Well, I did. Part was voluntary, part was involuntary. But your boy here dropped 77 pounds in the last, 7 months or so.
But it's you're good now, right?
Oh, thank God Almighty, yes. Thank God, you know. And thank God for my wife and my family. And, you know, it was a tough, scary thing. It's an experience I would never want to repeat, but it changes you. And you know what? It was, in a way, a blessing in disguise. So I lost some weight. I'm healthy. And eating venison, you could have that every day. Believe me, you could eat meat every day, but you're eating healthy. There's no fat in it, or less fat in it, I should
say. Good news is, it was such a long period of time that the weight gain comes over. You're down back into suits that are now in style again.
That's right. You know, I'm you want to die laughing? I'm the same weight I am now that I was when I started this career job, this change, 10 years ago.
Oh, wow, that's great.
So I put on like 80 pounds in 10 years because, you know, you go out to eat, you drink, you entertain. That's all gone. None of that stuff I'm doing anymore. I'm entertaining, but I'm, you know, I'm like a reformed alcoholic. I look at what I eat. I see what other people eat. I make them feel embarrassed. I love it. It's a lot of fun.
Well, and the places you've taken me in Atlantic City especially.
Oh, sure.
I mean, the
sure.
food is so good, like the Palms. And what's your Italian buddies? What's that place called?
I've left legendary checks all over this country.
I have too. Thank you.
It's so great. When I think about all the things we have done, you know, together, whatever, and the amount of time I've spent in restaurants, and plus, you know, making restaurants. It is, you learn a lot. But you know what you don't learn? You don't learn to moderate. I look at a menu. I say, oh, these appetizers look good. Let's have them, all of them, you know? Mm-hmm. I want to try them. You know, I would order stuff, and they say, hey, look, we're going to split this rear end. You know, I eat most of it, you know?
Yeah,
but anyway.
The good news is I think homemade mozzarella is still okay, and so is escargot. So we're good there.
Hey, let me tell you. You mean mozzarella. Is that what you meant?
Mozzarella. Yes.
What the hell is that? Let me ask you a question. When you come to Atlantic City again, because I got a place to make fresh mozzarella tableside.
Yeah, I went there with you.
Restaurant in the country, right, 2825.
Yes.
Joe comes over, he makes it fresh, you put it on your plate warm, and let me tell you something, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, really good.
Everything there was.
Oh, yeah. So let me know when you're coming back east, and I think I got to come pay you a visit when I get back out. I'm going to try and go there.
Well, Brian Kilmeade was just here. You can certainly come.
Hey, Brian's a good guy. He's getting in trouble. You see the stuff, him and Tucker, these guys are getting all kinds of beat up out here.
That's crazy. Scary, it's a crazy world, man.
It's different, I'll tell you, a lot different than when I grew up, but what are you going to do?
Right.
Eat venison.
Eat venison and stay healthy and have a happy, wonderful, blessed Thanksgiving. And please, give my best to the family, everybody out there listening, especially in New Jersey and East Coast. And keep going, guys, doing a great job.
Yeah, a nice shout out to the folks at WOND in Atlantic City.
God bless.
Paul Rotella, president of the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and a stand-up guy.
Hey, thanks. Bobby Jop, be well, stay healthy.
All right.
See you soon.
Coming up next, we're going to talk about some spicy venison. Stick with us. We'll be back.